在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
The UN study finds nearly 1 million Afghans between 15 and 64 years old are suffering from some form of drug addiction. That's roughly 8% of the war-torn country's population.Over a four-year period, the number of regular opium users jumped 53%, and the number of regular heroin users jumped a staggering 140%. Antonio Maria Costa is with the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime.
What we are seeing here is another demonstration. The availability of drugs generates its own addiction.
Another disturbing statistic, nearly 50% of adult drug users in Afghanistan's north and south gave opium to their children, an indication, Costa says, that a generation of Afghan children are at risk. Jason Campbell is with the RAND Corporation, a think tank in suburban Washington. He says Afghan and international officials must tackle both the source and the consequences of the nation's drug problem.
First is to continue to stress the importance of trying to grow alternative crops. As far as addiction goes, start looking more again into some of the treatment opportunities, options, because they seem to be largely non-existent right now.
Campbell says Afghan and world leaders must look at the socioeconomic factors fueling drug use.
The study alludes to things like being, you know, just hopelessness, a lack of medical care. These are all things that if people start having something to live for, the economy starts getting stronger, they start having access to basic medical care, they're going to be overall less likely to turn to drugs.
One major problem, some 700,000 Afghans have no access to drug treatment. Only 10% have received treatment. 90% of those surveyed felt they needed help. Campbell says an aggressive approach used to combat drug use among Afghan security and police forces might work elsewhere.
Over the last few months, there have been a number of training centers open that are exclusively for members of both the Afghan National Army and Afghan National Police Force. And I would say that drug usage and illiteracy are two of the big problems within the security forces that NATO has really made a big priority now. What remains to be seen is whether this will have a long-term effect, a positive effect, on both the security forces, and maybe are there ways that we can replicate some of these treatment programs to be more inclusive of the general public.
Campbell says Afghanistan's drug problem will take decades to tackle, and it won't go away until the Afghan people understand how it directly affects them.
You look at former, you know, a lot of interviews with farmers, and they basically say, look, I grow the opium, someone collects it, I get paid, and I get to feed my family. And, you know, to them, you know, for the most part, that drug goes out international to the West, and it really doesn't have a personal connection to them. But as you said, if you start seeing people in your village and even relatives, succumb to addiction, that might, again, help to make them more receptive to trying to grow some of these other crops that are a better part of forming a stronger society.
In the meantime, the social costs to Afghanistan's population are rising. The UN says they include loss of productivity and family income, as well as violence, security problems, and traffic and workplace accidents. Robert Raffel, VOA News.